You're listening to SBS News.
Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe knows there's a problem.
The base, the economic space that the country's drawing on, at least from the high school perspective, has shrunken. The number of kids studying economics in high school is much less than it used to be. It's primarily boys and boys in private schools.
Economics teacher Julia Alvarado from Sydney's Burwood Girls High School is part of the solution.
I just have an absolute passion for it. And I love sharing that knowledge with them. Like, I love the fact that they walk out of the room being able to evaluate the world a lot more readily, with a lot more nuance, with a lot greater understanding and that sort of thing. Yeah, I love the idea of more kids knowing about economics and so on.
Her enthusiasm is rubbing off on students like Jeanette Lim.
She really makes sure that we like understand it on a really deep level. Like, if there's something that we don't understand, she always breaks it down for us. And I think that has like allowed me to be able to access economics and like study it in a better way, rather than just like from a textbook or something where I'm just trying to rope learn it. I really do understand what is going on.
And they're retaining her knowledge.
We've recently been learning about exchange rates and how the Australian dollar like appreciates and depreciates, and how it's like linked to our sale of commodities.
Jeanette Lim plans to incorporate her economic studies with a degree in law. An RBA survey has found that female students and those from less advantaged backgrounds tend to have less confidence in their economic understanding and ability. Leonora Riss, a senior economics lecturer at RMIT, says it's a concern.
Women aren't just naturally born with less confidence. It's a reflection of the environment that we find ourselves in. And so if female students are reporting lower confidence than their male students, this is an indication that the environment, the culture, the way that girls are being treated compared to their male counterparts is different.
The RBA research, however, says having visible role models can attract more females in economics, both in study and professionally. Jo Masters has been an economist all her working life and acknowledges the issues a lack of diversity can bring.
I think being female in a male-dominated environment, sometimes it's hard to feel included. There were issues about being seen and recognised and fairly rewarded. So I think, you know, that's very important. The most challenging time was when I started a family, when I was working with all males that didn't have that caring responsibility that I did.
She's now the chief economist of Australian fund manager Barron Joey. Her inspiration, the social impact.
I realised that economics can make a difference. It is the policy levers that you pull to change the world that we live in, to make the world hopefully better for my children and young and new Australians more broadly. And that's a great honour, and it's something that keeps me very passionate about my job.
RMIT's Leonora Riss says that the discipline may have a branding issue though.
People think economics is about money and finance and profit, but actually economics is about understanding how governments and businesses and everyday people make decisions to optimise well-being.
Jo Masters adds that can include everything from the environment to education, health and infrastructure, and it teaches many transferable skills.
At the end of the day, it's critical thinking, it's analytical skills, it's working with numbers, it's communicating and telling a story. And all of those skills are really applicable to many jobs that we have in our world and many of the jobs of the future, those that won't get automated.
But if a career at Australia's most influential bank is what you're after, Philip Lowe, who leaves his position as RBA governor in September next year, is optimistic.
In terms of the governor of the bank, I would hope to see that there would be a woman at some point, and I noticed both the treasurer and the shadow treasurer have said that I'd like to see a woman appointed as the deputy governor, and I share that view as well.
Ricardo Gonsalves, SBS News.